cornerstone of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. As part of an ongoing effort to empower patients to become informed partners with their healthcare providers, the Department of Health and Human Services has taken action to give patients or a person designated by the patient a means of direct access to the patient's completed laboratory test reports. For more information, go to hhs.gov. That's www.hhs.gov. FCC has recently learned of a new phone scam targeting wireless consumers. Some wireless customers are receiving phone calls from numbers with three-digit area codes that appear to be domestic but are actually associated with international pay-per-call phone numbers. These calls often disconnect after one ring, not giving the consumer time to answer the call and tempting them to return the call. If you receive a call like this and do not recognize the number of the incoming call, do not return the call. For more information, visit FCC.gov. That's www.fcc.gov. A federal judge ordered that the most common morning after pill be made available over the counter for all ages, instead of requiring a prescription for girls 16 and younger. But this decision raises a broader question about whether a cabinet secretary can decide on a drug's availability for reasons other than its safety and effectiveness. To become part of the conversation, go to hhs.gov. That's www.hhs.gov.
Please go to www.whitehouse.gov/. Again, that's whitehouse.gov/. Thank you.
There's no advanced developed country on earth that would put up with this. During yesterday's Tumblr Q&A at the White House, the president answered a question on the epidemic of gun violence in America. For more information, please visit www.whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov.
Please go to www.congress.gov/. Again, that's congress.gov/. Thank you.
Some bee pollen weight loss products are a dangerous scam. Products labeled to contain bee pollen that promise to help you lose weight or reshape your body could actually harm you. Bee pollen is the pollen that bees collect from flowers. It is the food that nourishes bee larvae, but it's not a miracle ingredient. Some bee pollen products marketed for weight loss have been found to contain hidden and potentially dangerous ingredients that may be harmful to people who have conditions such as irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, and bipolar disorders. For more information, go to FDA.gov. That's www.fda.gov.
Support and donate to your local Alzheimer's Association. Brought to you by the USA Alzheimer's Associations.
FCC has recently learned of a new phone scam targeting wireless consumers. Some wireless customers are receiving phone calls from numbers with three-digit area codes that appear to be domestic but are actually associated with international pay-per-call phone numbers. These calls often disconnect after one ring, not giving the consumer time to answer the call and tempting them to return the call. If you receive a call like this and do not recognize the number of the incoming call, do not return the call. For more information, visit FCC.gov. That's www.FCC.gov. National Broadband Plan. The National Broadband Plan sets out a roadmap to stimulate economic growth, spur job creation, and boost America's capabilities. The plan includes sections focusing on economic opportunity, education, healthcare, energy and the environment, government performance, civic engagement, and public safety. For more information, visit FCC.gov. That's www.FCC.gov. Leftover household products that contain corrosive, toxic, ignitable, or reactive ingredients are considered to be household hazardous waste. Products such as paints, cleaners, oils, batteries, and pesticides that contain potentially hazardous ingredients require special care when you dispose of them. Improper disposal of HHW can include pouring them down the drain, on the ground, into storm sewers, or in some cases, putting them out with the trash. Improper disposal of these wastes can pollute the environment and pose a threat to human health. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov. Mobile wallet services protection. Consumers are increasingly using their smartphones, tablets, and other mobile devices as mobile wallets to pay for goods and services, downloading software that allows them to complete mobile and in-person transactions. As the use of mobile wallet services increases, consumers need to protect their mobile wallet applications, services, and associated data from theft and cyber attacks. For more information, visit FCC.gov. That's www.fcc.gov. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration launched OpenFDA. OpenFDA will make the FDA's publicly available data accessible in a structured, computer-readable format that will make it possible